Welcome to the Layup Lines podcast, guys. I'm your host, Seth Horton, joined as always by Chap the Chap Daddy Chapman.
What's up, guys? Good to be back.
And our new basketball playing co-host, Tyree Boykin.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, today we're talking about football's back. We're doing a little stock market exchange for the SEC teams, giving out our first weekly grit award to, well,
stay tuned.
All right. I'm actually going to edit this year, so like that's going to be enjoyable.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't even worry about that. And then we're going to just get into some NBA offseason recap stuff because we haven't talked in months.
Literally since May. There's been so much crap go down in the NBA since May.
Man. Tell me about it.
We could literally sit in the studio for 2.5 hours if the library would let us.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that.
We're not.
You just want to go ahead and get into that now since we're already talking about it?
It's up to you, man. You're the host this year.
All right, let's go ahead and get into it. So, what do you want to cover first? I mean, clearly, Golden State won since the last time we talked.
Golden State won when they signed Kevin Durant.
I don't know what's beyond winning, but they're doing that right now.
That's fair. No, Golden State legitimately won the titles from 2017 through 2019 when they signed him to that 3-year deal. Like, it was over with at that point.
Oh, yeah. Man, it's crazy. DeMarcus Cousins, though?
Boogie.
You know, I would say something about that move, but word on the street is that nobody else in the NBA offered Boogie anything.
Yeah, that's so, what I was hearing.
Like, he really don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, if I could go to the Warriors for the same amount of money anyone else is offering me, absolutely I'm going to take the ring.
Oh, no question.
Yeah. Like if you're going to not make money, you might as well go get a ring.
Right. Might as well.
Now the question for the Warriors is, will they have 5 players in the All-NBA first team this year?
They have 5 active all-stars on that team right now.
Yeah. And one at each position, too. It works out perfectly.
5 active all-stars. They're the Monstars from Space Jam.
Look, man, I'm just hoping that this is a 1-year thing with Boogie, because like they can't offer him all the money next off season. Yeah. Like, they can't, right?
No, absolutely not. It's a matter of if Boogie gets addicted to winning or not. If he does, he'll sign for whatever little piece of money they can scrounge up. But if I don't see Boogie not ever getting that big contract because he hasn't gotten one yet. So I see him coming in averaging 18 to 20 just because he's with four other great players. But I see him coming in and doing that and then signing somewhere else for big money next year.
Yeah, it just depends on which one is more important to him, the rings or the money.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And we haven't seen a winning Boogie yet.
We haven't. No. It's going to be interesting.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
My question is Boogie going to calm down once he starts winning as far as all the technical fouls and everything?
Yeah.
Or is he going to go all Kevin Durant and just the technical fouls like double or triple or whatever?
Can that happen?
Not without like getting suspended for several games.
True.
I mean, listen, on one hand, I hate seeing players get suspended and stuff like that. On the other hand, watching Boogie get even more technical fouls would be so much fun.
Yeah, but I honestly think that the guys that he's going to be around, like between Steph Curry, KD, I think they're going to calm him down a lot than before because now he's not like the only superstar or one other superstar. You got 4 other guys that are all superstars on your team, so they're going to kind of tone him down a little bit and make sure he's okay. So
yeah, he can definitely do so much, and all he has to do is catch lobs and rebounds.
Right, exactly. That's all he got
to
do.
He doesn't even have to do that. If he sat on the bench all year, they're still winning the title, and it's not going to be close. The lobs and rebounds are just icing on the cake for the Warriors.
Right, right. All they're going to do is just wait because you know he hurt right now. So they're probably going to wait till
mid-season,
throw him back in the fire for a little bit, take him back out. And then as soon as the playoffs start, here comes Boogie.
Yeah. They're going to have that starting 5 and then be able to rotate in like Iggy Still and Sean Livingston. Jordan Bell is going to have some more minutes under him next year. Oh, my gosh.
I am upset.
I hate the Warriors so much.
Man. Oh, man.
And now that LeBron's in the West.
Hey, listen, I'm so happy. As a Celtics fan, all of the hatred I have in the NBA is just in one place now, and it's back in LA, and I'm so happy.
Man. Oh, I mean, you think the East is weak now, or?
I thought the East was weak before, but.
You got a point.
I mean, I don't see, like, who's the best player in the East?
Giannis.
Giannis.
Yeah.
But if you look down, like, the
or
Eastern.
Or Kawhi, if you, depending on who
Kawhi,
you
are. Kawhi, okay.
Yeah.
Because also, breaking news, Kawhi Leonard got traded to the Raptors.
Yeah.
Breaking news a month and a half ago. But no, if you look down, like, the rosters in the East, though, there's a chance they won't have a first or second team All-NBA player. Like, because you know LeBron and KD are going to be first and second team, and the two best players in the East play that position at the small forward.
Right.
So there's a legit chance the West has the top 10 players in the NBA this year.
Yeah. Also, I don't know, it depends on what, like, quote-unquote position that LeBron plays, because LeBron really can play, like, 2 through 5.
They list him
really
at small forward on the All-NBA stuff, though. Yeah.
But could they list him as a power forward, do you think?
I mean, there's, like, 4 forward spots, basically, so yeah. We'll see how all of that breaks down.
Yeah, because I think, like, Giannis could get it. I think Joel Embiid will probably snag a second team.
That's fair.
Oh, yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, easy.
So, yeah, like, I think the East isn't as weak as a lot of people are making it out to be, and they weren't. And we weren't as weak last year as a lot of people. Like, we're definitely weaker than the West, but I think there's still a lot of really good talent. Like, we have a lot of up-and-coming stars in Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. We have Victor Oladipo, who broke out last season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of younger guys who I'm really excited to watch play.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And Trae Young now, also.
What's your thoughts on Trae Young, Tyree? I haven't heard your opinion on him yet.
I mean, I like him. I love his game, but honestly, if he's not making shots, what does he do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can't really defend. He's about $160, maybe,
mm-hmm.
on a good day. So, I mean, if he's not making shots, then what are you getting out of him?
Yeah, I agree. I don't see him working out in the NBA, personally. I think he
Jimmer
could
Fredette
be.
Jimmer Fredette type?
Do what?
Like a Jimmer Fredette?
Yeah.
But he's smaller than Jimmer Fredette.
Yeah.
Even Jimmer Fredette's kind of big, a little bit, coming out of college. But
yeah. I could see him, like, coming off the bench in a six-man role and doing okay. Like an Aaron Gordon, Gordon type situation.
He's still a very good passer. Yeah. Like, he still has that going for him. And in the pick and roll, I think he could do some damage. But if he's not hitting his shots, he's severely limited.
See, but that's the thing, though. Like, in college,
that's what you draft him for.
As, like, everything that opened up his passing ability was his shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So, and him being the guy, the best player in the country at that point. So, if all the focus isn't on him because he got other, like, great players around him, then I mean, how good is his passing ability at that point?
And then once he hit that shooting slump midseason, people were able to defend him better too, and he was getting like 8-10 turnovers in some games, and that was just a struggle for him once. Once they knew he wasn't knocking down his shot in a given game, he couldn't get anything done.
That was kept quiet. He almost had some triple-doubles some nights with turnovers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. We'll see. You never know what happens in the NBA, because some dudes come up completely unannounced and just light the league on fire.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell. And some guys come in really hyped up and just kind of fall flat.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
But
Brandon Ingram so far.
Fair.
He hasn't lived up to the potential, and I've said this for a while. I think he's going to be fine. I don't think he's going to be like KD or anything like that, because that was a lot of the comparisons coming
into
the league.
That's a tough comparison.
That's the thing. I want to talk about this really quick. When we talk about draft, like, prospects who end up being busts, like, we hype them up so much with some of these comparisons that it becomes so hard not to view them as busts.
Right.
What do you think about that?
No, yeah, I agree. You've got the once-in-a-generation type players, like your LeBrons and your Ralph Sampsons and Hakeems and players like that who you know for certain they're going to be great coming into the league because they're just that type of talented player. But we're hyping guys like Brandon Ingram and not – inferior talents, but also not transcendent talents up.
And guys who haven't been polished yet.
Yeah.
Right.
Too. Because we like, these are guys who are 18, 19, 20 years old, and we're expecting them to come into the league and play like their vets, like 7-year vets.
Yeah.
And that's just not going to happen.
Absolutely.
Right. But, yeah.
I think it's great if a player can get into a situation like Jason Tatum did, where he doesn't have to be the guy for a team, and he can just step into a role and develop as the season goes on. And we saw how well that worked in the playoffs when he became the guy.
Yeah.
And he had Brad Stevens.
Yeah.
That's another big part of how we view players that come up, because, like, you get some guys who – get put under coaches who just aren't made for developing young talent, like Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, we were talking about Andrew Wiggins earlier. If he got put with a coach like Greg Popovich or Eric Spoelstra or someone, how good he could be.
It's night and day.
Yeah.
It's night and day. Like, that's my thing. Like, Kawhi, Isaiah Thomas, like those kind of guys that were looking for something bigger, but they're leaving the two best coaches in the league.
Yeah,
Kawhi Leonard's leaving arguably the best coach of all time in Pop. So I think everything that he had was tailor-made for him. Kawhi is not the kind of guy that's going to get it on his own all the time. He needs to be coming off screens, setting screens. Like, he needs to be in that kind of action.
Yeah,
that's why I thought the only move would be smart for him is to go to the Celtics for him to be successful. But now that he's going to the Raptors and it's going to be – he has to take DeMar DeRozan's place that likes to take 100 dribbles and take shots.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the same player.
With a new head coach,
right,
a couple of young guys, and the only, like, two real, like, well, he's got Serge, he's got Valanciunas, and he's got Kyle Lowry. And those are the only real, like, solid vets they have, at least in the starting lineup. And that's going to be.
And him being a man, like, he's never, in my opinion, he's never been in a position to where he had to lead. Like, he's always been Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
All these old great vets that he's never had to lead like that. And from what we see, he never talks or show any emotion. So how is he going to go lead a new team with a whole new coach and a new roster? So.
Yeah. Well,
speaking
absolutely.
Of those vets, it's all gone.
Yeah.
It's all gone.
Manu just retired.
I haven't been as sad in a long time as when Manu Ginobili retired. Because you look at, like, 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, the Spurs were winning titles with the core of Manu, Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, and an up-and-coming Kawhi. And all four of those guys are gone now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You know who's left? Patty Mills.
Yeah, even Danny Green's gone now.
Danny Green.
He followed Kawhi to the Raptors.
I love Patty Mills. Like, don't get me wrong, but like Manu, like, there's so many great memories with Manu, so many great memories with Tony Parker. And Tony, like, that was a weird thing to me. Like, when I read that, I didn't believe it.
When he went to the Hornets?
When he went to the Charlotte Hornets. I had to double take. I had to make sure that, like, I saw the notification from Woj on Twitter, and I had to double check. I was like, wait a minute, this isn't a burner account, is it? That's insane. I feel like there's got to be more off-season stuff that we're missing right now.
We haven't really dove into the Lakers yet as far as their system. What I think is really interesting is how they're building this team around LeBron, because in the past, they've surrounded LeBron with
shooters,
stretch forwards,
right,
like Chris Bosh,
right,
Kevin Love, and then Kyrie Irving is a shooter, obviously, J.R. Smith, and there's not really a shooter on this team except for Caldwell Pope and
Josh Hart.
Yeah, Josh Hart.
Josh Hart.
He'll be coming off the bench, but
Josh Hart is an unsung hero of L.A. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but you don't have the elite. You don't have, like, several elite shooters surrounding LeBron.
And
you
there's,
usually
there's
have LeBron and three very good shooters, and then
there's a reason for that.
What do you got for me?
Magic Johnson is really, really, really smart.
Oh, yeah.
He knows that the best offensive players in the league are pretty much on the same team. And anybody to get to even compare to that, like, they tried to get Paul George, tried to get Kyrie, couldn't get that. So instead, he took a different route. I'm about to go get Rondo, Lance Stevenson, JaVale McGee, guys that just tough guys that play extremely hard and that's going to be up in Steph, up in KD. I don't want a bunch of guys that can, you know, shoot all the balls and stuff. I got the best player in the world. I got LeBron.
Yeah.
We got guys. Lance Stevens can store it a little bit. Rondo going to pass. I just want some dogs that's just going to go bully the Warriors. Mm-hmm. They're going to play bully ball with them.
Try to beat the Warriors 97-91 if they can.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
And they do have a couple of guys. Like, they have Caldwell Pope, who's a decent shooter. They have Josh Hart, who's a really good shooter. They have Kuzma, who can go just get a bucket when you need him to.
Yeah. And Brandon Ingram can shoot a little bit.
Who can shoot a little bit. He can do a little bit of everything, even though he's not necessarily elite at anything yet.
Yep.
So I don't think it's the worst makeup they could have had. I think a lot of these guys are on 1-year deals for like small money. I think they're gonna have a lot of free space when Kawhi is a free agent and wants to go to LA. Mm-hmm. When Kevin Durant is a free agent, they can try to make a run at him. I don't know if I don't think that's gonna happen. I pray that doesn't happen. but they have the money to do it. And they have the assets there, the players there to really attract some bigger name free agents.
This is getting into next year's offseason a little bit here, but
yeah,
I've got this bad feeling that Kyrie and Kevin Durant are both going to New York next year.
Or Jimmy Buckets.
I don't know about Jimmy Buckets anymore. There was that report the other day about him wanting to play with LeBron instead of Kyrie.
I just saw that.
But
we'll see.
Yep.
We'll see. That's the thing. Like, you could have told me a million things about what would have happened in this offseason. I would not have believed half of them.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But yeah. But I think now is the time to get into what's new. We just said goodbye to the old in San Antonio, and the new thing upon us is college football. Football is back.
Good segue.
It was a great segue. I'm going to edit the crap out of that, I'm sure. But yeah, so college football is back. NFL is back. Chap, hottest football takes, NFL or college football. Give them to me.
Oh, boy. You're putting me on the spot here, Seth. But
I just want your hottest take.
Okay, my hottest take, Kyle Shurmur, and I truly believe this, Kyle Shurmur will be a top 3 quarterback in the SEC. Vandy's quarterback.
In in the same conference as Tua, our old friend's friend. Shout out Nick Velasquez.
Miss you, Nick.
We miss you, Nick.
Miss you, Nick.
What's the guy from UGA's name? I forget his name right now.
Fromm? Eason? Because they're both good.
Yeah, Eason is also good. Is Eason still even on the team anymore?
He might not be, actually. I have not paid attention to Georgia football.
Yeah, I haven't paid as much attention as I need to, but I can't not see it on my Facebook feed every time I get on social media.
That's fair.
I'm from Georgia.
That's fair.
And then Stidham from Auburn.
From Auburn, yeah.
Whatever his name is.
The most accurate passer in the country, just never throws it past like 6 yards downfield.
It's not like his offensive line can actually protect him for longer than 2 seconds.
That's also fair. 6 yards is actually just as far as his receivers can sprint in the time that it takes the defense to get to the quarterback.
Will UCF make the college football playoffs this time?
No.
Will we expand to an 8-man playoff?
No.
That's a strong
playoff?
No.
That's both of those strong no's. All right. Who's gonna make it?
To the college football playoff?
College football playoffs.
Oh, gosh.
Alabama.
Bama.
Like, preemptively, because,
easy.
Of course.
No question.
Bama, absolutely. No question.
Probably the Citadel.
You're going to have to do some serious editing with this episode. So.
No, that one's keeping it. That one I'm keeping.
But, no, I can see Michigan in it this year, honestly, with Shea Patterson coming in at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The defense they already had. Jim Harbaugh is a top 5 coach in the country, in my opinion. I could really see them making a run. And I've got a lot of friends who are Michigan fans, so I know they'd appreciate that. Yeah. Shout out to Reagan Letson. Ted Kluck.
Oh, I forget Ted Kluck is a Michigan guy.
But
yeah. Tyree, you got anything? Anything in the tank?
Odell Beckham Jr. just got paid.
Yeah, he did. Did you see that, Chap?
Oh, yeah. Odell, highest paid receiver ever now. I saw a crazy, crazy stat the other day, mm-hmm. like right after Odell got paid. Odell in the next 3 years is making $60 million. And Chris Davis, who is having the worst statistical season in Major League Baseball history right now, is making $67 million in the next 3 years. Play baseball, kids.
Start when you're young.
Dude, didn't Aaron Rodgers, didn't he just get an extension?
Oh, yeah.
The most today. Money that like NFL has million? Ever seen?
I think 108 like guaranteed. Crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, actually, let me see if I can find that.
Yeah, right. Rodgers passed Matt Ryan for the most guaranteed money ever. We've had a lot of, like, resetting the market type of deals this offseason.
Yep.
Taylor Lewan is getting paid more than any offensive lineman ever.
The extension is worth $134 million for 4 years.
Hmm.
For 4 years? That's over...
$33.5 million per season and a $57.5 million signing bonus. So says 247sports.com.
That's ridiculous.
Wow. I'm just baffled. That's the first time I've seen the terms of this contract, because yeah. I just saw like the guaranteed money, and I figured that was like 99% of it. But yeah. Wow.
And listen, I can't imagine how much money that is, actually.
Me either. Let me hold $5.
Oh, my gosh.
It's That's just, crazy.
I'm just sitting here, like, in awe of what can you even do with that amount of money? Like, is he just going to buy an NFL team when he's done?
Nah, Disney World.
Just buy the Walt Disney Company.
The whole thing. That would be insane. Imagine Aaron Rodgers in charge of Disney. Just wearing little mouse ears.
I don't like it. I am not a fan of Aaron Rodgers at all.
Really?
Yeah. This comes back, as everything does with me, to my Vanderbilt fandom. Jordan Rodgers, his little brother, has not had any kind things to say about Aaron. But he was on The Bachelorette a couple of years ago, randomly. Jordan was. And
I remember that.
Yeah. So he kind of went off
not
on...
Not that I watched The Bachelorette.
He kind of went off on Rodgers and how he allegedly has kind of abandoned his family and stuff, which I don't know how much of that I believe. But I'm a Vandy fan, so I have to stick to my guns and stick with my quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is trash.
Your Vandy fandom has gotten you in some hot water in the past. Also, news update. Chap has a girlfriend. I'm just gonna.
Are we talking about this on the air, Seth?
Yes. Yes, we are.
I'm editing all of this later.
You're welcome. This was my doing. It was the mullet, of which you all remember, I'm sure. Tyree, do you remember the mullet? Were you here for that?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, wow. Story time.
Here we go.
So, was it last semester that we made
it? It was 2 semesters ago, because it was right. Football season.
Oh, yeah. So, 2 semesters ago. I'm a South Carolina fan. He's a Vandy fan. We made a bet. Whoever wins the game between South Carolina and Vandy, we don't get anything, but we get to enjoy the punishment of the other person who has to get a mullet.
Oh.
Did you not see that mullet your first semester?
No, I didn't see it.
Wow, that's shocking. I thought everyone on this campus knew me for my mullet.
Oh, man.
I appreciate that, Tyree. I appreciate you just turning a blind eye to it.
But to my knowledge, this girl that he's now dating, this female, her name's Nancy. Shouts out, Nancy. I'm not going to use any last names to, you know,
privacy.
Privacy reasons, I guess. But she noticed that he had the mullet, and she was like, wow, there goes a guy with confidence.
Come on, you got about 10 seconds. You got to get him back. Think of something quick.
I'm so happy.
Hey, we've got a new bet this year, though. If South Carolina doesn't make a bowl game this year, Seth has to get frosted tips.
Oh.
That's going to be bad.
And then
we better make it.
If Vanderbilt doesn't make the NCAA basketball tournament, I have to get frosted tips. And then the rules on the color is we're going to go in there and ask the hairdresser. The hairdresser, yeah. There you go. What her favorite color is. And then whatever no her favorite color is.
No pretext to it.
That's going to be our hair color for the rest of the semester.
I feel pink coming along for some reason.
Oh, man. I think I could rock pink. I mean, you probably not as much, but like I have red hair, so it looks a little bit more like, oh, his hair just gets lighter at the tips.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Hot pink.
I'll just use the breast cancer awareness excuse. It won't be October, but people will still buy it. It'll be fine. Man.
Whew. All right. So football is back, and I'm happy. You know what else I'm happy about?
What?
Coach O is still the coach of LSU. And this, for the first time in Layup Lines history, we have the weekly Grit Award brought to you by Coach O'Drone. Also, the
Wait, you contacted Coach O for this? He's sponsoring our podcast?
Also, the first recipient of our first Grit Award is Coach O'Drone. Honestly, he could probably get it every week.
Yeah.
But he won't. Hopefully.
We'll discuss it.
Maybe. We'll find out.
We'll see.
Yeah. So the Grit Award will be given to the grittiest player, coach, team, or like random fan who runs out onto a field and gets tackled but gets right back up and keeps running. You know, whatever. Whoever has the most grit.
We'll see.
We'll figure out what happens. But that's the Grit Award. Be looking out for that. We have one more game we're going to play. A little bit of stock market.
How is this going to work? Is this going to be like actual like fake money we're using in this stock market? Or
do you not remember us doing this before?
Not even a little bit. Explain it, Seth.
You don't remember this? All right, so it's just buying and selling stock, man. Who are you high on? Who are you low on? What teams do you think are overhyped? Like right now, Georgia's, you know, slotted to be potentially the best team in the SEC.
Bull crap.
We have very different
Alabama.
Reasons. Oh, I thought you were taking this in the Vandy direction.
Oh, no. Vandy's going to be the second worst team in the East ahead of only Tennessee.
Wow.
Tennessee. Well, I don't know, because like Andrew Luck or Locke? What's his name? Locke?
Whom?
What? The quarterback for Tennessee. No, that's Missouri. Never mind.
You're thinking of Locke.
I don't remember his first name at all.
John?
John? John Locke, is that what you're going with?
I think so. I think that's his name.
I despise you. No, but I'm selling stock on Georgia, man. UGA, like, I think they're going to be good. I think they're going to be a top three team in the SEC, probably a top 10 AP team in the nation, but, like, also, they're just way overhyped right now. Like, people are saying they're going to knock off Alabama, and that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I'm not ready to sell stock on Georgia yet because I see them slotted at 5 in most of these
preseason
polls and stuff around 5, and I can buy into that. I don't think they'll topple Bama or anything like that.
But I understand it. I understand the hype. They had a really good recruiting class. They had a really good year last year with a bunch of young guys, but also like I don't know, man, just I don't like anyone thinking that they're going to knock off Bama, especially not in the preseason. Nah. Man. Like you can't play a game first, and then you can say like Vandy did last year. We want Bama. We're going to show them how to play SEC football.
It's not what you want.
It is not what you want.
It was a dropped pass by our tight end in the first quarter. It got the spiral rolling downhill.
What was the score? What was the final score to that game?
Somewhere in the neighborhood of 55 to nothing. But hey, we were driving down the field at 0-0 before the drop pass interception.
Listen,
we had momentum until then.
I think to this day my favorite episode we've ever had was when Nick and I just made fun of you for half an hour about that game. that was so good. But I don't know. Who do you want to buy stock?
Buy stock?
Yeah.
I'm selling stock first because I need some money to buy some more stock.
Who are you selling?
Tennessee.
Is there stock left to sell?
Oh, I Ask any Tennessee fan, and they're going 8-4 minimum this year.
What?
Tennessee fans are absolutely delusional.
Tennessee
just
trash.
Because they've got this Jeremy Pruitt head coach guy with no players to coach. Like, I think they've got 15 walk-ons or something on the team who shouldn't be in D1. Like,
oh my gosh.
I don't think Tennessee will win more than 2 games this year. And I don't think Pruitt's a bad coach.
The best team in Tennessee right now is Memphis.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't imagine that there's stock left to sell in Tennessee. Like, I can see. No, I got nothing, man. There's
my uncle would absolutely buy stock right now, and I'm selling it to him.
Your uncle's an idiot, but okay, that's fine. If you want to sell stock to your uncle, that's fine. Anyone? Who else? Who else do you have?
Buying stock.
Or selling? What do you got? I'm selling stock in the Gators.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a lot of people, they think they're going to be better than South Carolina this year. Of course, as a South Carolina fan, I cannot stand for that. I think South Carolina is going to be better than the Gators. I think we're going to be the second best team in the East, in the SEC East. Who's going to beat us? UGA and whom?
Yeah, I know. You've got a point.
Yep. I mean, and I'm not going to say, like, we're de facto going to be the second best, but I think we have a really good shot.
Yeah.
Because at the very least, I don't think we're going to slip lower than third.
Yeah.
West, on the other hand, I mean, as always, I want to buy stock in Alabama, but I can't afford it because I'm too poor for that. I might buy some stock in Auburn, actually, because I think Auburn's going to be pretty good this year.
Yeah. Second season with Jared Stidham.
He's going to be the best quarterback in the SEC. And
You've got Tua and Hurts and Shurmur.
Yeah. I think Tua has the potential to be the best, but right now he's an unproven commodity to me.
That's kind of fair.
He had a really good, was it the whole second half, or did he play, like, what was it, of the national title?
Yeah, I think he played the second half of the national title game.
He played very well, but that's just one half. Well, and granted, on the biggest stage that you can have in college football, but
I mean, Cardale Jones did the same thing on the biggest stage in college football, and he was never a good quarterback.
But we'll see what happens, man. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great season for the SEC.
Yeah.
And I need to look more into the rest of the league because I honestly have no idea who all is going to be good. Clemson, yeah. I think, is probably.
Oh, I've got Clemson in the Final Four for sure.
Yeah.
You got any stock to buy or sell, Tyree?
I'm sold out on Alabama.
Yeah.
Sold out. I mean, I've just been watching, like, the stuff they've been putting on ESPN, like the way they prepare, like. Mm-hmm. Man, Nick Saban got those guys like some pros, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. They're going to be ready, though.
They're gonna be ready.
Nick Saban is amazing. And absolutely. I'm upset about it still. I will never not be upset about Nick Saban being as good as he is. But, yeah.
Do you think Nick Saban cheats? This is going a completely different direction.
Do I think he cheats? Do you want my actual opinion, or do you just want me to get into conspiracy theories?
Actual opinion?
No.
Okay.
I don't think he needs to cheat.
That might be fair. Yeah. I can buy into that.
Yeah. Conspiracy theory, Nick Saban doesn't actually exist. Nick Saban is, like, they have this actor who just sits on the sideline, and they have a conglomeration, the entire NFL, actually, every coach in the NFL is on, like, group chat with each other, and they're like feeding like plays into the headphones of the actor, and he's telling them what plays to run. That's my conspiracy theory.
That's pretty far-fetched.
I can see it. Not gonna lie, I can see it.
But on that note, I think that's gonna do it for the first episode of the year. Let's go. Let's clap it up, boys. Let's clap it up. Feels good. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in to Layup Lines. We'll have more for you next week. See you later.